Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's a Mike Calvin show. It's 102.5 The Bone. Friday night, our anniversary party at the Stockyard. Pitbull Toddler, 10 years. Following week, we've got the Santa Pub Crawl for the third year in Dunedin, followed by a Pitbull Toddler performance, the last one of the year, at the Chickaboom Room, or the outside, I think, where we did it last year. It's a great time. Both of them are going to be fun. And both of them are up in the Pinellas Pasco area. So start making your plans now. Now, what are you coming to, Spanish? Are you coming to the anniversary party?
Oh, yeah. 100%. Me and Joe are going.
Okay.
Going to get weird. I was actually, during the break, just looking up some hotels that are around that area.
Let me know. Let's all stay together. Sorry, my fed. Okay. Let's all stay together.
Okay, I found some, but none that were, they all kind of look Moldway in-ish
on the pictures. We might have to go up the road a little. We might have to drive into... Maybe we'll rent a house or something.
Don't tease.
I'm just saying. Let's make the best of it. I don't have hockey Saturday morning, so I could actually chill out.
Yes.
All right. Let's do it.
All right, cool.
Carmen?
Yes.
Not you.
What?
I'm just kidding. Are you going to go? You're probably not even
going
to go.
Yeah, I'm going.
Okay. All right. I don't want you to feel like you're forced to go.
No, I want to go. I'm excited.
Are you going to buy us a gift for our band anniversary?
Oh, no.
I'm already broke as a joke.
Are you broke?
Yeah.
Why? Because you have to take care of a boyfriend?
No.
Burn.
No, he has his own money. Thank you very much.
I'm teasing. Why are you broke? You make great money here.
What?
I would think for your age, you make great money.
That was a funny joke. Yes, for my age, I do make good money. No, but like it's just the holiday season, so like getting presents. I had to put $200 aside for Deathpool.
Oh man, I keep forgetting about that.
I have a hair appointment today. I have an eye appointment tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I got to buy new glasses. So it's just like all these things are starting to add up.
All right, that makes sense.
Yeah, so it's not like I'm just like broke. Like,
who do you have for Secret Santa?
Gio.
Oh, she. Some bird food, you'll be fine.
FSU sticker, he'll be fine.
Well, it's his first year here, so I want to make sure I get him a good gift. Mm-hmm. And, like, I already have some ideas. I'm excited. I need to order them. But,
okay.
Yeah.
You better get going.
Why?
Because if you have to order something or whatever, well, I guess, you know.
Amazon.
Yeah.
Joey's gift is being delivered today.
What?
I don't know what I'm getting, Super Aiden Tony Burton.
Do you know what he's getting me?
I don't.
Did he ask?
I might.
Yeah, I was going to say, he asked me, and I told him to ask your best friend Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you say, Spanish?
I didn't answer yet, because I got to talk to you first.
Oh, okay.
No, what would you like,
dropping some hints.
Yeah, what do you want, Karen?
I mean, an air fryer, a nice little air fryer. That would be nice. I like those. I need one.
You're gonna fry the air. She likes everything fried.
Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe like a PlayStation 4.
Ooh.
That's a big gift.
Yeah.
I know, but it's Tony Burton. I feel like if there was anyone that could afford to like send a PlayStation 4 for a Christmas gift, it would be him.
Are you insinuating that he makes more money than I do?
What? Well, no, I'm just saying like, I don't know who you have. I'm just saying.
No,
like,
what I'm saying is you're like, if anybody can afford it.
It'd be you or Tony or Dom even.
Don't leave me out on that.
Yeah.
It'd hurt my ego.
I was going to say, like, if anyone was going to get or give a PS4, it'd be one of you three.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Wow, no, I'm going to give you a PS4 just out of spite.
Okay.
I'm definitely not getting you one now. I was thinking about it.
I'm going to buy you one too.
I'm going to get you two of them.
We're all getting them for you now.
Yeah, you're going to have 18 PlayStation 4, so good for you.
I'm going to play them all.
I was going to get you a PlayStation 5.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Man.
Special order.
I ruined that.
Yep.
HTML.
But yeah, I think a nice little air fryer. I think that'd be a good Christmas gift.
Air fryer?
But they make good ones.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. I bought one. I haven't used it.
Oh, my God. I love it. Can I just have yours?
No, I'm winning. Oh. Yeah.
I can tell you that the gift that Tony bought Joe last year, we've used every day since he gave it to us.
The coffee. Cappuccino or espresso machine.
Yeah, that's the best.
Wow.
All right. Well, we got to figure out who's going to this party.
Oh, yeah.
If you're going to, like I'll throw out names. You tell me if they should be able to go. Okay?
All right.
Brohonde.
Yes.
Mahonde.
No. Are we all doing this or is it just me?
Just you.
Spanish likes to do it off mic so nobody can hear him.
Right.
Uh-huh. Well, and Galvin, you're the one who always says, like, before, like, the company hires anyone, you should just have them sit in a room. And that way you can go out. So this is the perfect opportunity to display those skills.
Andrew Alderman.
Yes.
Yeah, that's from, I literally was just texting him to ask him if he can make it.
Oh, you're just inviting people?
Well, I knew he was going to want him. We talked about it.
I don't necessarily want him.
Oh, well, he just got uninvited. Sorry, Andrew.
No, now I want him again.
Okay, I'm going to invite him again.
Tell him to bring a PlayStation.
the problem is I'm going to say all these names. We're all going to say yes. There's a Ryan Redbeard. There's Swarthy Matt.
Mm-hmm.
There's, who else? Tori Spears.
Oh, yeah.
There's, like, guys who are so supportive on social media that we all know that we want to go. And then...
you need some ladies up in this
mix? I was going to say, we need some ladies to go. That's where I feel like we have a deficiency. Like, there's ladies that I know, but I don't know that they want to go, you know? There's, now I'm going to start spewing off people, ladies' Twitter names, and everybody's going to go stalk them.
Yeah.
I'm just going to use Nick D. D is one of them.
Okay, yeah.
There's a lot of Ks.
What about... Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Spanish is writing one down.
What about her?
I mean, of course, she's invited. I don't know if she'd want to go. Liz, good morning.
Who? Good morning, Mike. How's everybody?
We're awesome. What's up with you, Liz?
I'm just driving them down the road listening to you guys, and I was asking Carmen, I guess it's not so secret because you guys are announcing who your people are. And I was like, it's supposed to be a secret, but I guess it's not so secret.
Too. Yeah, it's not so secret. We like to plan it and talk about it and build it up and tease and all that stuff.
I love it. And so sweet that she wants to get Gio something nice. But I also wanted to ask what time you guys will be at Walmart on Friday so that when I come get a bike, I can see you guys as well.
Well, I can tell you that because our Christmas party is Thursday, we are off on Friday, and but Drew is going to be starting to save Christmas at 6 o'clock in the morning, and he will be out there at the Walmart starting at 6 a.m. broadcasting live.
I believe it starts at 8 a.m.
8 a.m.
Yeah.
So what's on from 6 to 8?
We're going to have best of clips from 6 to 8 a.m. Yeah.
All right. But yes, at some point I will, as I have every year, go over there to make a donation and visit. I just don't know what time. So I would say, because I also have something to do in St. Petersburg in the afternoon before our show, that I may come over there a little later in the afternoon.
Okay.
Good plan. Last year you asked me if I was wearing underwear, and I let you feel that I wasn't. It was quite funny.
You let me see? You let me see?
Feel.
Feel it. Yeah. Feel it.
I had a nice little sweater dress on. You wanted proof.
What a jerky pervert I am.
Had a little sweater under there, too.
Wear that again this year, will you?
I'll be the one in the sweater dress. You guys have a great day.
I'll be the one with the visible erection.
Don't tell us what to do, miss. Thank you.
Sweater dress and sweaty hands.
That was the year you threw a donut right into my mouth.
Thank
you. First try. Hell yeah.
I told Drew, it's not because we have any special skills we've ever practiced. It's because you're better than Seth.
Yeah, 100%.
You will do anything to make me look good.
Yes.
And if that means contorting your body into a position in which you'll have permanent scoliosis in order to carry a munchkin to catch it in your mouth, you'll do it.
God damn, we're a good team.
Confidence level that I have is through the roof.
That's right.
Yeah. Galvin, is Tongueless Brett invited to the party?
Of course.
Dude, don't even joke.
Yes, only if he drinks eggnog. A lot of eggnog.
Carmen's like, All right, we'll see you then, Tongueless Brett.
Oh, man.
How am I going to get there?
I don't know.
How am I going to get there?
Yeah, that's on you, buddy. Yeah. We're not a limo service, you know.
Just walk.
Leave now.
All right, buddy, we'll see you there.
How you doing is invited.
Of course.
Who else? You know, like, if you think you're invited, you're probably invited.
Mm-hmm.
Larry? But
Anybody that has a nickname on this show is invited.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody that's ever done anything for us?
Yes.
And any pretty girl?
Yes.
You could just be walking down the street. Ooh, Nicholas Bardash.
Oh.
What about him?
Are you going to let him come to the party?
Of course.
Oh, no.
An anchor.
Oh, no.
An anchor, yeah.
No, oh, you're denying it?
Oh, no, yeah, yeah.
I'll call security.
I said yes. You said no.
I don't need him. I don't need him shooting me at Christmas time.
Remember who said yes and who said no.
Yes, lovely Jeanette, the makeup girl with the giant boobs.
Oh, yeah.
She just sent me a message. So, yes, of course you get to go. Anybody on the Twitter box that has always been supportive of this show is going to get invited. It is going to be a first come, first serve because it's Cafe Cibo's, not an amphitheater. It's not the biggest place in the world.
Is Mo invited?
No.
Okay, good.
Why would you even ask that?
I don't know. Just
weird answer to that.
That was terrible. It was a terrible question. It hurt my feelings.
Like, if anybody from the radio station, like if SBK is like, I want to stop by and say hi, of course, you're going to get an invite.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? If Drew is like, I want to come and say hi to you guys, say goodbye for the year.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. But not Mo.
Okay, I got it. Yeah.
Not Mo, not Cigar Dave. Who else? Not Ryan. Okay. Dumbface.
Anybody with Botox.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Those guys are allowed. Migs is allowed. Yeah. Work on that.
Solar Dude Scott. He's definitely.
Yes.
Amanda Jordan just texted me. And, of course, she is invited.
Of course. You know, if you feel like you should be invited, you are.
Yeah. KB.
Yes, of course. Hit us up on the social media and just be like, I'm going to come. I'm not going to come. I can make it. I can't make it. And we'll get you all hooked up. Medicine Man, hello.
Hey, I'll be at the Stockyard this Friday.
So will we. We're doing our anniversary party there.
I know. I've been hearing for weeks. And, of course, it's close to my house.
Yeah. Oh, so it's convenient for you
guys
to go.
Can stay at Medicine Man's house.
Yeah, that's an option.
Ugh.
That'd be kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's not happening. I was kidding. Hey, who are those guys that you're hanging out with? At LBC.
At LBC? Oh, that was Starburst.
Who?
Starburst?
No, a Greek dude named Stabus.
Stabus.
Stabus?
Yeah.
Stabus.
Yeah, that's his name.
That can't be his real name. Stabus?
Stop the bus.
Hey, I call him Sebastian.
They seem like surprisingly normal guys to be hanging out with you.
Yeah, everybody's normal. Even I'm kind of normal.
Well, not everybody.
I might appear kind of weird looking, but I'm normal.
No.
No.
No. We all disagree with that.
That is a sliding scale. I'm normal.
GL, come in here.
I got to bring Jeff to the gig this Friday.
Oh, good.
Sweet.
Who's Jeff?
I don't know.
He's a fat guy you don't like.
He's a black guy I don't like?
Fat guy.
Oh, I don't like that guy. Yeah.
What about the other one with the bloody face and stuff? Flanders.
You think Flanders is going to show up there? Oh, that guy's an idiot.
If he wanted to get away from his fat wife, he would.
Yeah, right?
He wouldn't get all he got is his one-track mind, video games.
Oh, nerd. All right, Medicine Man, we'll see you later. Gio, anybody you can think of that we have to invite?
Out of people you said pretty much everybody already.
I don't think these people are going to drive all the way here and be with it, but like the Steve Hurleys of the world and Dominic Ferriello and all that. I mean, those people are, Dom's going to be out of town, but like, you know, people that were associated.
Like
if I'm thinking
Twitter, like a Brit so much.
Yeah, yeah.
People like that.
Yeah, people like that. Like, yeah. You know, yeah, yeah. Okay, good. All right. Well, I'm going to put you in Spanish in charge of that stuff.
Okay. The invite list?
Yeah. Well, you're in the, like, if I wanted somebody to say no. Mm-hmm. I'll talk to Spanish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, text me, everybody.
Hey, Balls, you're on the mic out the show.
Hey, what's up, Mike?
What's up, Balls?
How are you, bro?
Good. What's happening?
Chilling, man. About to maybe go to, like, a detox or something today.
Oh, really?
Having a rough couple of days. Mm. I haven't talked to you in a while. How you been?
I know. I've been great, man. I could probably use detox myself.
I think we all could.
You still drinking?
Yeah, what's up with you? I've been. I woke up at like 3 o'clock in the morning, pound of beer since then.
I thought you stopped.
You quit.
Yeah, I thought you stopped for a while and you had a job and you were doing stuff. Did you kind of slide back a little bit?
Yeah, I was doing good. Like, I was sober for, like, 47 days, and I was going to my meetings every day. I got a job, and I started drinking again and left my job and stopped going to meetings, and now I'm just in a spiral of nonsense.
All right, well, you did it once. You can do it again.
I know.
Okay.
But, it just, I don't know, man. Like, I just, bro, you don't even take my calls anymore, Mike. I call you on your cell, and you don't even take my calls.
No, I blocked you.
Here's my feelings.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but who takes anybody's calls? Does anybody answer their phone?
Like, no,
when my phone rings, I'm offended.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
Yeah, Galvin, half the time I call Galvin, he assumes it's a butt dial and doesn't even answer the phone. He texts me, he's like, butt dial? I go, nope, I was actually trying to call you. Yeah, I don't talk to anybody. Galvin's got a good point.
I know, bro. I'm just telling you.
Why you're drinking again? Because I don't take your phone calls?
You did it.
Yeah, you got me off the wagon, Mike. Wow. It's all your fault.
Well, I feel bad.
No, you don't.
I'm going to start drinking because my boxes don't work anymore.
Oh, well, yeah. I don't even know what those things are about anymore. I got to stop selling them, so.
Yeah, I know. All right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. What is this, Calvin?
This is a
drinking song.
Yeah, a little George Thorogood. Fast forward a little bit.
Yeah, with nobody else.
What a good song.
Of course you'd like it.
I prefer to be by myself.
Ooh, Calvin, I have an idea.
Yeah.
If there are people,
what a great song.
All right, Balls, we got to go. It was good talking to you. Glad you're alive. Keep it real.
Thanks.
If they want to come to the party and we're not really sure,
mm-hmm.
Let's make them do something.
Like at the door?
No, like, yeah, like they'll have to sing karaoke entry or something.
Oh.
Christmas karaoke entry.
I like that.
Something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
I don't
yeah,
yeah. So, like, if Mahande showed up with Rohande and we were like, oh, no, only one Hande. And he was like, come on, I came all the way from Britain. We're like, all right, we'll sing Little Drummer Boy.
What about this? They show up. If we don't want them there, we spit in their face.
What?
It's not very festive for the holidays.
I'm going to pass on that. We spit eggnog in their face.
Right to the point.
Right?
I don't think that's the best idea. Mine was a little better. Are we doing end of the year Christmas karaoke?
I don't know. Do you want to? I had that other idea that we were going to do. I don't know whether we're going to do that here or put it off until next year because it's...
It's applicable for next year. I think we can wait till the next big event.
Sure.
But because it's karaoke, what if we did duets with somebody that was there?
Mm.
Like we did them live. We pulled somebody out of the crowd.
Okay.
I don't know. Something to kill time.
I call Baby It's Cold Outside.
Oh, you can't do that.
And make it real nice. You know what I'm saying?
All right, you know what I'm saying? You and Medicine Man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I will.
It's cold outside.
Baby, don't go.
Jared, good morning. Hello, Jared.
Yeah, here. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, present.
Hey, yeah, I was calling in to see if I could get invited to the Christmas party.
I don't know Jared. Do you know Jared?
I don't know. Do we know you, Jared?
No, it's first time calling in.
Oh, no.
I got to tell you, I like the balls on Jared.
Yeah, but I mean...
I say yes.
He's a first-timer.
I don't know.
I don't appreciate the balls on Jared.
Everybody needs that guy at the park. Like, hey, who's that guy? Hey, that's Jared, you know?
Yeah.
Jared over there.
Plus, he's trying to make the name good again.
Yeah.
You know? True, we had a lot of Jareds are bad on this show.
And y'all in there with some Kid Rock karaoke, too. Shoot.
You got Sexless Jared. You got Subway Jared. You got Jared the vampire that used to work here. Got a lot of bad Jareds. This guy's bringing it back around.
Bring it back. All right, I'm in, Jared.
Right. You won yourself in, sir. Please hold on.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Wayne Gretzky.
There's not a single likable Jared that I can think of.
Yeah, me either.
That's the absolute truth. Think about it.
Yeah.
Is nervous Jared?
I can think of one. It's beautiful. We don't know him.
Jared Leto?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but he's probably a dick.
Nah.
You know?
He seems like a nice guy. Super cool. I bet he'd like give you half a sandwich. Are you hungry? Here,
Here's
half my sandwich.
Yeah.
That's why he's in such good shape.
Yeah, totally.
Don't eat.
Awkward Joe, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good. What's happening?
Hey, how do I
what's that, Joe?
Can I go to the party?
Ooh. I mean, you're going to make things awkward if you're there.
He literally said, can I?
Can we vote on it, Joe?
Absolutely.
All in favor, raise your hands.
Oh, 100%.
100%.
See you there, Joe.
All right, Joe. Good job. Thank you.
Just text Spanish.
Yeah. No, you're in.
No, I know, but like for information.
Just in case,
there's a guy loitering outside. Can I help you, sir? Yeah. I think I'm Joe, and I'm not really sure. That's perfect. He's in. Oh, I'm picking him to sing.
Oh, God.
Mark, good morning.
Hey, Hey, good morning. How you doing, Mike?
Nope.
No. It was like I'm going to do a voice, but I'm not really going to commit to it. Yeah, get out of here.
Nope. You just tell right out of the gate.
That's tough.
You know what I love? I went to the hockey game the other night. An older gentleman, maybe looked like he might be in his late 60s, 70s. Came up to me on the, I was walking in and he goes, Mike Alda. I said, how you doing, sir? Shook his hand. He goes, I just want to say thank you for all that you do. And I go, okay, thank you. He goes, seriously, thank you for everything you do. I said, that's very nice. Thank you. Then I walked inside, looked at my wife. I go, what exactly is it that people think that I do? I'm not doing anything.
If you bring only joy.
Yeah.
You're a joy bringer.
Love.
If you only knew this stuff, I'm getting away with murder in here.
I have a lot of people on Twitter asking whether they would be invited.
Run some names by me.
One, I have Eric wants to be in the death pool again. He was wanted to be in the other time and stuff. Yeah.
Nope.
Okay. I'm sorry, Eric. You're not.
It's a closed club.
He said 100% can pay up front. No. Okay. This guy, David, says, what about me, guys? Am I invited? I don't know, David.
What is this Twitter thing?
It is just David, Mick, 1-4, bunch of numbers. Numbers, whatever. This is David. I don't know whether I know David.
Not enough of. I've seen David before, but not enough of David.
No, David, we're going to put you on hold.
We'll put you in the permanent no category.
Very creepy picture.
Let's see. Dave, and finally Dave.
Of course.
Yes. Oh, yeah, totally.
Of course he is, yeah. Randy wants to be. Randy Allen wants to be Dave's date.
Of course.
Yeah, so that can happen.
Deb said, every time I figure out what Tongueless Brett is saying, I feel like Robert Langdon.
I love it.
Yeah, there's. Who else got anybody? Like Lily Cakers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She's in.
Okay,
she gets
yes.
to go. You're thinking Lee Lou. So
oh, sorry.
Who also gets a guess? Who else?
That's ones that hit me.
Holly
up
with all the tattoos.
Twitter.
She gets to go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's Holly with all the tattoos?
Oh, remember Holly? She came in here one time to.
Got the darts.
She came up to me one time.
Yeah,
and she's
yeah.
like, remember
I know
you?
Exactly.
She shot me in the ass with a dart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about the Ass-O-Lantern ladies?
No, there were one-timers.
Yeah.
But we are looking for ladies to come and let us either paint a Christmas ball on their butts, like they could put on a tree, or the one boob out reindeer decoration. Yeah, that's an entirely different guest list.
What about Rhonda, who can sign her name with the Sharpie?
She's been around forever, Rhonda. Yeah, Mike, how's the show? Good morning.
Hi, this is Taylor. How are you guys?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. I was just calling to see if I could get some hockey tickets.
Oh, no. Mike, how's the show? Good morning. Hello.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Jay Money.
Oh,
what is
Jay Money?
If I get invited to the Christmas party.
What does Jay Money mean? Like, what is that? What do you hope to achieve in life with that name?
Follow-up question. How do you say it with a straight face?
Well, no, I just called in as Jared. Y'all said you didn't like any Jared.
That's even worse. See? You're back out.
No, we were right, though. No. Was that the same guy that called as Jared or no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you ruined it.
I know, right?
Jared, you're in.
Not anymore.
You're in. Now you're out.
I can tell.
You're right. Good Jared.
All right. We'll figure the rest out tomorrow. If you didn't get through today, we'll figure it out. Look, I would love to say anybody listening to the show, just come on out. But it's a small place. We're going to have food and all that stuff. So,
poolside caller, you're in.
Absolutely. Dum-dum-dum.
I got one.
Dum. Who?
Wally. Wally Copes, Yellow Cab.
Of course.
Yes.
Wally's not a yes. He's an of course.
He can pull his cab right in.
Wally is the official transportation director of the Mike Calda Show.
Right. Yeah. Transportation provided by Wally.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Food by Cafe Chivo, transportation by Wally.
Uh-huh.
And no, Wally, you don't have to take medicine, man.
Wait, are we drinking at this?
Oh, boy.
What do we have that night? Oh, yeah. We should drink.
Get your nog on.
I'll see if my mom makes us any coquito.
Will she come?
I don't know if she'll be here. But
why?
If she's,
can't she
if
make
she's
plans here? To come?
I'll ask her.
Can we, the night that we play for the Santa pub crawl, do nog, nog, noggin on heaven's door? And we all drink eggnog while we
Thank you for everything you do, Gavin.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thanks to Dominic Ferriello.
Seriously, they'll call me Jay Money from now on.
Tomorrow, Gavin. Jay Money will have a brand new open letter.
Yeah. What up?
Word.
Word to your mother.
That's right.
Have a great day. We will see you guys tomorrow.
Well, we all... Did you say what else we got going on tomorrow?
I said new open letter.
We got other stuff.
Let me hit.
Somebody that you asked me to get in is going to be coming in tomorrow.
I'm not going to say who it is. I'm just going to tell you it's a future Hall of Fame wrestler.
Okay, and then Stephen Hickey is going to be by with Eddie V's New Year Fire and Ice.
Yeah, if you're looking for a classy thing to do New Year's Eve, we'll tell you about it tomorrow. And Stephen, what a great guy, bought us some bottles of champagne when we went to eat there last week. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Check us out on our social media.
Where are our tickets, Spanish?
Mary Lou's still not here.
Oh, my God.
I got my car for
okay. Oh, yeah.
A failure.
Yeah. That's a... Oh, Steve Bobo, I'm a fool. I'm an old, fat, stupid fool. That's why.
Yeah, people having sex dreams about coworkers.
Like coworkers I'd never would normally be interested in. I've had dreams. I think I've...
Tommy Pants.
I had sex dreams about hair. No, I'm totally the Tommy Pants.
It's the Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone. Real Raw.
What's really going on in your life?
Let's shoot Uma in the vagina.
Eric!
Mike, why are you doing this?
Cal, I have to go. Bushy, bushy, bushy.
Bye.
Bye.
Shoot that thing, fat baby.
The shot keep me reaction.
Go smash your fruit in the hole.
I cried a little bit. Would you call me a monkey? You're funny.
I love you, Spanish. Oh.
Check your panties.
Come down for moose soup after.
I don't even know. How do I, make something funny. I don't even...
Oh.
Next time you lose, you lose.
Mike! Mike! Mike!
Genius!
What?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.